double espresso with glitter, please, and an egg or two or three with some burnt toast. It's The Coffee House on 4 Culture Radio. I'm the artist D, and that's Anne Marie. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
You eat glitter? I've never eaten glitter before, D.
I eat glitter. I shit glitter. Glitter everywhere.
That's true. If you shit glitter, it's got to be consumed somehow. So, good point. Never mind.
It's the life of a unicorn.
And How are you, D?
I'm good. Those eggs. I heard there was egg problems.
We just had an egg fiasco.
There was an egg fiasco on Twitter that I have to
ask about. It just happened. Literally. We made it out.
This is breaking news. Side. What happened?
He's just... I've taught the boy how to make eggs. And today he just announced, I'm making eggs. And I'm like, okay, get in there. And he was doing it. Life is great. And all of a sudden you hear, God damn it. My eggs are brown. I'm not eating these. I'm not eating them. I used your eggs. I went through two eggs. They're brown. And I'm like, all right, here we go. So I have to get up off the couch, interrupt my Spider-Man viewing.
Oh, God.
And
the sacrifices, yes.
And, you know, he just buttered the pan and the butter got brown. Hell broke loose. I yelled. And then we made eggs together. And it worked out okay.
What kind of eggs was he attempting to make?
They were just scrambled eggs.
He's done them before.
Mm. But, you know, he gets a little food networky. He just tries to multitask.
Well, that is true.
And he has no patience.
I mean, he is like his mother with the Food Network expectations.
Yeah, but I'll eat the brown eggs. I mean, I don't care.
That's good. Good to know.
He won't eat them.
Yeah.
And then after he ate them, and he's like, I'm still hungry. So then he made more eggs, and it worked out just fine.
He'll get over that when he's about, you know, 23, living in squalor, and he'll be like, whatever.
If he's smart, he just gets a partner and whatnot to just cook for you.
To get the eggs done for him, yes.
And this isn't like the end of the world, it's just eggs, but like it's like this with hair. My AirPods are muffled, my underwear is missing, where the heck are my shoes? My shoes tied too tight. It just goes on and on.
It's a very particular person.
Puberty thing, I don't like it. I don't like it.
That could be what it is, you know, everything else is spiraling out of control, so he needs order amongst the chaos.
So nothing is working
exactly
out the way he needs it to be.
So you've got to have the shoes on, the right tightness, and the eggs cannot, god damn it, be brown.
Yeah. Shit.
I understand. There was a time when I probably would not have eaten brown eggs either. But these days I cook them, I burn them, and I eat them. So,
and years ago, you know, green eggs and ham was fine. That was fun. No.
Well, green eggs. Now, that's another story, I would hope.
We did the green eggs with the food coloring. That was fine. That was cute.
I seem to even recall that from someone. It was probably you. I don't know.
I did a lot of messed up stuff.
It's all right.
Those were the days.
We've all made mistakes. It's okay.
We all fed our kids crap.
Do you have a favorite egg? I mean, consistency, as in scrambled or sunny?
I'm a pain in the ass with my eggs, actually.
Really?
I like a fried egg, but it's got to be, like, you know, completely, like, my yolk is almost solid. Like, it's just got to be really gummy egg yolk.
Do you put it on something when it's fried, like bread or...
I'll do some toast. I'll make a sandwich with my well-done bacon.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds delightful.
Like, I like eggs, but no egg drip. No mess. I'm not doing
no
it.
Mess.
That's where my son gets it from.
I was just about to point that out.
Oh, my God. It's like the therapy session. I learned so much about myself in the first 10 minutes of this show.
Every time.
Yeah. look how you've enhanced my life.
Enhanced and changed the lives of us all. I'm an omelet person.
I'm too lazy to make an omelet.
If I make one, it's very simple, but going out, it's always an omelet. And usually a Denver omelet.
What is a Denver omelet?
That's got like all the stuff. all the stuff.
It's got like, you know, meat and things.
Yes. I can't be misquoted here because I gotta get the facts here. Yeah, because it's got, yeah, a lot of meat. Because I love meat, Anne-Marie.
You do like your meat. Like, this reminds me of your burrito consumption. Like, it's got that's all right. the meat.
Yes, it's got the ham and the onions, usually mushrooms and green peppers, and, you know, the seasonings. But
no, that's not bad.
Not too much, but I usually am seeking some sort of sausagey or ham creation with mushrooms and onions. And it's very hard to find. It's hard to, that's really, the Denver is the only one that usually is on the menu that fits close to that.
Wow. Yeah. What kind of sausage? Are we talking like a full link, or you get like the little breakfast sausage?
It really depends.
I like the big, full, greasy link that like really kills you and destroys your stomach for the day.
Yes, here they call that banger sausage. I don't know if they call it banger sausage there.
It's just sausage.
It's a giant link. It has a thicker skin. And I don't know if it's, I don't know why they call it banger sausage. We could investigate.
I mean, but it's just sausage. Yeah. It's the same sausage I use for my sausage and peppers and all that business.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'd prefer. The actual big old hunk of sausage. I only do the cute breakfast sausage links with French toast.
Oh, how cute.
I'm very particular about my French toast. There's two things in this world that I look for. Whenever I am somewhere else or move somewhere else, I want to test the French toast quality in the area, and also the General Tso's Chinese food chicken. I need to check those two things, because no one can ever do the General Tso's right, and rarely can they ever make a French toast correctly.
You guys don't have diners out there, do you? Not like what we have here on the East Coast.
We have a couple, but they weren't really a thing. I don't think that they're as much of a thing. I mean, you've got them everywhere. We have to seek them out. Yeah.
Like, it's pretty much a good guarantee for a good burger, a good breakfast. Mm.
Yeah, we do have a couple more that just moved into town that I really enjoy. So we have them now. Although still, like, it's that West Coast thing, though. Like, the burger there is sometimes hit and miss. They can't even make a burger.
You've got the In-N-Out burgers over there.
We do have In-N-Out burgers, which are delicious, even though they're made by Republicans.
Honestly, I don't give a shit who's making my burger. Give me a good burger.
Give me a burger. As long as you can give me a good burger. Good burger and a good French toast and a good goddamn omelet. I'm set. The hell? I haven't been eating much breakfast lately because I've been up so late eating at Christmas parties.
Oh, God.
Have you had
many?
Tis
the season. I've only had one Christmas event. One? A holiday event. Oh. And I had lunch with accountants. So be jealous.
That sounds like a hoot.
It was very nice, but, you know, everyone remained clothed. There was no excessive consumption of booze, or even the food was eaten at a nice pace.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems just, that's lovely. Normal. That's lovely.
Like, you know, my office party's next week, and that's just like gets out of hand fast.
Yeah. I've had a smattering, a handful of them this week, and they all ranged they ranged from debaucherous to nice.
What a range.
Yes. But no dancing on tables yet. Almost. And I just love watching people now get drunk. It's so much fun.
It happens fast, too. Like, faster than I realized.
It does. And I never noticed because I was just as inebriated, or maybe I don't know, because I still drink. So I still am there, but maybe I'm just tipsy. But noticing it, or it's an old age thing, but noticing older people get drunk is really interesting now. That's something I never noticed before.
They lose their shit so quickly. It's really amazing.
And they care about you. Like, I had a couple that came up and they were like, you know, are you okay to drive? And they're clearly like almost on the floor. And I'm like, yes, I've had this one drink all night and I've seen you have about six. And they were just blotto, as we used to say.
Blotto. Remember that band? See, I'm dating myself here. That was a band,
yes,
blotto.
There was a bland. Yeah, there was a bland. There was a blotto, blotto, bland. Man.
Oh, I can't see. My brother was a big blotto bland. I have to, I'm going to find this.
You're going to have you posted that in your top 20 albums of your life.
It's like, what is this? I've been so busy. Been on pause.
I notice you. I've been going day by day. We're talking about Facebook has a competition of posting your favorite album for the next 20 days.
Whatever. The artist who influenced you.
Without,
in no
of course,
particular order.
Of course, there's rules that I've broken ridiculously because you're not supposed to talk about it. And you're supposed to tag somebody else to do it. I haven't done any tagging, and I have not shut up about
it. No one's doing it. One person's doing it, and then he says he's not tagging anybody because it contributed to spam. I said, okay, well, I guess I contributed to spam. But it's okay.
I'm not tagging because I don't want to force anybody into anything. And I'm afraid I'll leave somebody else out.
Nobody should feel forced. It's friggin' Facebook. Who cares?
Exactly. People.
But it's music and happiness. Let's talk about it. Come on.
Yes. I have had a good time telling stories about mine. But yeah, you're like every couple days.
Catch up.
It's been 3 weeks and you're on day five or something.
I think I'm on day six now. I got to get to that today.
And then I figure the Facebook algorithm is like making people not see mine anymore, because then there's less likes and there's less comments and it's getting old. But I'm on day 12 or 13, so it's almost over for me. You've got the rest of the year.
Oh my
year,
god! I see, I tagged you. See, I'm a failure.
Yeah, you tagged me. You tagged me, and I waited too.
I suck. I gotta do like, you know, here's the past 10 days that I missed, and do just 10 at a time.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
Spam them.
Block me. Do it.
Block me, please.
I don't want to see you anyway.
Give me a reason to not be on Facebook.
Yeah.
I've got plenty.
If I wasn't maintaining all these pages that I do work with, I wouldn't be bothered. But hey, there I am.
Well, the people have really kind of turned me off from the whole ordeal. Like, it used to be a mix of things that I go in and see, but now I see just drama and sadness and negativity.
Pain.
So much pain. There's so much pain. And then all they talk about is Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda's big friggin' deal. I love Baby Yoda. I would die for Baby Yoda. Oh, so friggin' cute.
He is cute.
I can't make it through the damn show without going, oh, Baby Yoda. Like, there's always, someone always tries to get him, and it's like, no, Baby Yoda.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
To think they could kill off Baby Yoda, that would be...
They better not. Son of a bitch, they better not. Oh, my God.
Of picket lines.
If they do kill off Baby Yoda, they better be another one. He's got a brother, and they just, you know.
Because it's just more of the Yoda species, right? It's not Yoda.
Right. It's not
Yoda,
but it's
a Yoda species, and he's a baby. And it's on The Mandalorian, which is on the Disney Plus bullshit.
Yoda reincarnated. Who knows? We don't know.
Well, is this The Mandalorian, is that in the future or in the past? Is it
apparently
before Yoda or after Yoda?
It takes place after Yoda dies.
Oh, wow. So this could be like a cousin of Yoda.
Yeah. I mean, there's gossip that it could be a child of Yoda's.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yoda did a no-no with someone on the council, you know. Jedi ain't supposed to do that.
I was about to ask. I've never really. I'm not versed in the Star Wars universe.
Get with it, D.
I just don't know how it operates. I don't know the rules.
I'm still learning, to be honest.
I'm less than interested in the Jedis because you know I like the bad guys in everything.
They're more interesting. We know this.
Jedis are just so, you know, nice.
Yeah. Let's save the world.
I just don't like the goody-goody. And I don't like that they made the Emperor out to be such a bad guy because, you know, he had a point too. Everybody's got a point.
He just wanted nice things, but different nice things from the other people.
And unlimited power.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. So you're watching that. Is it like, are they releasing it in little bits, this Mandalorian thing? Is it like a series?
It's a TV series, 30-minute shows.
Oh, so you get just a little taste of Baby Yoda.
You get your action, you know, and every at the end of every episode so far, Baby Yoda is reunited with his caretaker, who is this Mandalorian guy.
That's such a...
You know.
Cause that's...
He just kind of took him in and it's like, you are mine now. Look at this. Look how cute.
That's just it. The consumerism. I'm exhausted at the consumerism of it all. Because it's just in time for a million Baby Yoda toys.
Yeah, they're on pre-order.
Not even existing yet.
Well, the real cute ones that look like they do on TV, they come out like in March or May. I'm not even sure.
Oh, wow. They didn't even capitalize on this for the Christmas season.
No, I don't think they didn't realize what they were doing. They didn't know.
I find that terribly hard to believe. But it happens.
I'm going to buy them all. Baby Yoda is freaking cute.
I know you are. Well, I do like that he's the next Kermit the Frog sipping tea.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that meme.
He was sitting there having his little... He's cute. I love him. Like, I really do. Like, I have little pictures of him on my weather app now that he just shows up. It's cloudy and it's Baby Yoda.
Well, in Star
I'm
Wars,
okay.
Star Wars is coming.
Friday.
We only have to live a couple more days until we can finally see this thing.
Friday's my office party, so like I kind of have to wait.
I was going to ask what your plan was, if you were doing an opening night or later.
No, we're going to do a little later, I think. Mm. And then I'm there. We're doing this. We have those movie theaters that have the reclining leather seats.
Yes, we have one of those.
So, you know, it gets fancy.
Do they reserve the seats? We have a reserved seating.
Yes, you can buy them online and reserve. Mm.
And that is the way to go.
So everything is just sold out, you know. I'll be going to a Monday morning 10 a.m. show, I'm sure.
I have to wait. I've waited for friends because a bunch of people want to see it with me. And
that's the worst.
I'm going to wait. Yeah.
So everybody's schedule has to...
A whole week, actually. Yeah. If you're telling me next Friday, because I'm not going to see it till the end of the month.
Oh, you know, come on.
It makes you want to... Exactly. I'm such a devious individual. I would want to just go see it. And I can totally act like I'm seeing it with them for the first time. But
yeah, but what if it's awful? Then you have to sit through it twice.
The last one was awful and I sat through it a couple times.
Wow.
But that's my opinion.
See, I'm seeing it with a kid. So it's all like awesome. And yes. Different eyes here.
See, if it was children, that would be probably different. I would feel like I secretly ruined it for myself to not be able to see the wonder through that.
The hardcore fans do not like this stuff.
Yeah. I want to wrap it up. I'm happy that we can wrap that up because it is the last of the whole Leia thing. And I mean, I've always been a Leia fan, Princess Leia. She's my girl.
I was a Han Solo person. I just thought he was great. He was someone who just should have gotten his teeth kicked in a few times, and they didn't.
Yes.
Yeah. I approve.
Didn't like the other. I mean, you know, it was always dark side, but Princess Leia was cool. So I just want to see them wrap that up.
Yeah, she's in this one. She is.
Even though, and that's why I'm not as down for it, because this was supposed to be her movie before she died.
They
redid it, so she didn't, you know, the character nor the actress ever got her main movie.
Isn't her daughter in this movie?
She
did
is.
Did I read that somewhere?
Yeah. Okay. Billy is in the movie.
That's something.
It is something.
Something.
Yeah. And that's all I'm... I think that's all we've got for, like, the movies this year. And then we just have to wait until next year when there will be...
James Bond is coming out. My son is excited about
it.
I had no idea.
Oh, my God. I'm excited about it, too.
I don't know anything about it. I need to be edumacated. He's like, really? James Bond. I'm like, oh, okay.
Really? Now, see, that makes me wonder, because, you know, people are always hating on me for loving James Bond. And I think it's because that they think it's a macho obsession, which I wonder about your son, if it's a macho obsession.
Interesting. Who knows?
Because, you know, he's sex-hungry Bond. But I just like the idea of dressing fancy and drinking martinis and jumping out of helicopters. I think that's lovely.
We all do that.
Exactly. Old hat. Come on. I've always been. I don't know why. Because it's not very interesting. Especially this century's movies. This millennium. This whatever this is. The 21st century. Bond is like normal. But if you go back and if you go to Amazon Prime, they have like all the old Bond movies. So you could be hooking your kid up there.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
They're all free there. Those are like a little bit more fantastic, you know, golden people and dudes who are slicing people open with their hats and stuff. It's more fantastic type of villains, but then they like went to this just realness, and it's never anybody who's really that magical. They're freaky. They've been deformed or they're just insane, but they don't have any like special abilities other than they're smart or something. But I would recommend.
I got a lot to catch
all.
Up on here.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of friggin' movies.
If you're catching up on James Bond, you've got a lot of catching. Yes.
I'm tired already.
And this one, the next one that's coming out is, I think it's the 25th. I don't know. It's one of the milestones, and it's Daniel Craig's final Bond film.
Ah, I was going to ask who's playing Mr. Bond.
Yeah, it looks like they roped him in up to this anniversary date. And then after that, I'm betting on Idris Elba, because they've been wanting him to be a Bond for a long time. Because, of course, you know, this new society, they're like, we need a female Bond. We need a black Bond.
Yeah, they got that female Doctor Who now.
That's right.
I haven't seen it, but, you know, hell hasn't broken loose. So I guess it's a good thing, right?
Seems to have worked out. There was just that muffled reaction. But everybody then, I think they got used to it. But I've never seen any Doctor Who's. That's one that I would have to catch up on, and that is a lot of catching up.
That's like, the problem.
It's like 50 years of catching up or something.
That's a weekend.
It is a weekend. I've read almost all of the Bond books, which I find odd.
I had no idea there were books.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Anne Marie.
I know. Listen. I'm on the therapy couch right now. Opening my soul to you.
Ian Fleming wrote Bond books.
I had no clue.
And he wrote them on an island, his own island called GoldenEye, I believe.
Of course he wrote them on his own island.
Exactly.
Of course he did.
And you'll find one of the books is called GoldenEye, just like the island. And he pulled a lot of ideas from that. And then he got involved with the movies, and that was a whole drama. And I'm summarizing here.
Man.
But then he got involved or something. I don't know how this happened, but with the Broccoli family, which I just love this, that they it's Mr. and Mrs. Broccoli. It's a fascinating read. They are the Broccolis. I mean, that's their surname. And they like own the franchise or the story or the something. And you will still see to this day, it is owned and licensed and written or, you know, co-written by a Broccoli family member. And they own the corner of the market on Bond. But I did a very poor job of that. So any Bond fans listening, forgive me.
I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's so. And the books, of course,
that's nuts.
A different order than the movies because they just picked them out of their hat for the movies. Yeah. So that's why I really enjoyed reading the books because it does go in order. And he dies like twice at least. And then he comes back. And it just makes more sense than the movies. Because they have, you know, M is like the leader of the secret unit. And in the movies, that role is always changing. So, like, it's just a different person named M, and that's okay because they're all getting older and being replaced. But yet, James Bond is always James Bond. So, like, he's timeless and ageless, but the people around him keep getting replaced.
Yeah, but people want him to be. They don't want to have an aging James Bond. They're not going to go see that.
Although I'm sure someone would tell me that James Bond is not really the same James Bond. He also is just codenamed James Bond, but
you know, whatever. Geriatric James Bond. No one wants to see that.
No one.
James gets a hip replacement. No.
Coming in 2020, the golden hip. But Frank Cotolo on Cotolo Chronicles did an amazing show on James Bond. And I'm sure all you have to do is go to juicedtalk.com and search for James Bond and it will come up because it is one of my favorites
years ago.
And I've listened. It's so good that I've listened to it several times and I don't do that.
No, you don't do that.
I don't have time to do that. But it became like this thing, like every Thanksgiving, whenever I went away, I'm like, I want to listen to the Bond show again, because he explains very carefully the whole story. So if you ever want to really know how it happened.
Yeah, I need to really know.
And, Ian Fleming and the whole thing. Listen to that first. And maybe if your kid ever, you know, opens a book, he can start to read those. They're very, very good. Kids these days.
I know.
The books. I think I have them all, but I haven't read like maybe last four or five. I was in a real Bond mood a couple years ago, so I bought like the entire set. Because they're pretty too. They're so pretty.
Of course they're pretty.
Because they all, there's like, you know, 13 or something, and they all have coinciding covers. So you want them all on your freaking shelf.
Like the Twilight series.
Yes. Yes, exactly like the Twilight series. Lest we forget about that. Right next to my Shades of Grey collection.
We're okay.
We're fine. It's okay. I'm getting through this. But James Bond being English, and it makes me think of what happened this week in jolly old England or Britain.
Everyone is sad.
Whatever's going on over there. The whole Brexit and the Boris Johnson, like mini Trump, has been elected.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can't comment too much on British politics because, you know, we've got our own problems, but it does seem very similar.
I just feel bad because all of our friends are just hyping up, get to the polls. And there was such excitement and hope. And then the black cloud emerged.
All these, and it was just because that's what we did. All the people.
And it's like, yes, we get it. You want to hold them. And make sure everything's going to be okay. But you can't because you don't know. And Where's the cake?
Where's the cake? Let her eat cake. I just don't understand how both countries have these liberal Democrats, and all they're talking about is providing free healthcare and higher wages and working on the environment and changing things for the better and all about the better world. But the majority is still like, no, rather not.
But see, that's all about thinking about other people and thinking about the world. And people, I guess, aren't into that. They'll pretend to be into that, but all they care about is their wallet and what goes on in their house.
I dig rich people thinking that. But when it's the majority of poor people, it's like,
because they want to be rich. They see themselves in those rich people. They want to be that. They want to have that.
I see.
So they're going to follow that path, maybe. That's my theory.
They're secretly hoping that just that's the key to making one wealthy.
You know, maybe. I don't know.
Is voting for these horrible people. Who will somehow bring them into the system.
We could sit here and talk about it for until the cows come home. We're never going to have an answer. We don't know.
But it is, that's true. They care about, they're thinking about themselves. We're thinking about everything else. I just don't see how it's so good. You know, I guess that's the key. That's the answer. You answered my question.
I did.
They don't have it, but they think they're going to have it by participating in that system. Huh.
I mean, I'm guessing. I look at the farmers and whatnot here. These guys got nothing, and their hope is that they're going to be loaded one day.
I think that's the only. I mean, it's the only answer that makes sense to me, because until now, I had no answer.
Yeah, hope is a wonderful thing.
Hope is. It makes you vote for some very interesting people.
I don't know. One day we're going to figure it out, and it's going to be a shit show.
It is. Well, I do think
it
already is, but I mean, things are changing. Things are really shifting. I mean, I see that, but I mean, for the better and with people, I think.
Well, we
eventually
have to. I'm going to get all like, you know.
Go ahead. Get special. it.
But we got to be the change, man. We got to do things in our daily lives to bring on good changes and bring on good things, spread the good karma. So it just hopefully will just flow.
Well, it's just like eating and health. I mean, the changes there have been astronomical. But I mean, back in our day, we had nothing to drink other than soda and pop.
Yeah.
And that's all. And it was fine. Yeah, pop. And now we don't. I mean, that's like, I mean, of course, there are still many out there. I see you guzzling your pops, but it's not a thing. It's like normal. And the no smoking thing is like normal.
Yeah.
So it's there, but goddamn, the change is so slow that it'll be hundreds of years before anything is really like the pendulum has really swung, I think.
Right. You're right.
So in the meantime, we just continue to change and be our best. Be the best. Or is it be best? Yeah, that's what they say. Be best.
Hashtag
that's what Melania
best.
Says, right?
Be best. Oh, she had no
that
idea.
That's her campaign is be best. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. She's being her best and we will be our best. And that's all we can do. God damn it.
That's it. I just think they should. It's funny that they don't give them a chance because If it wasn't a threat, I would think they'd say, go ahead, go on there for 4 years and give everyone free health care and see what a shitty job you do. And we'll show them. But they don't let them in. They don't even let them to show us. So that's why I think that's suspicious, that they know it's going to work. But they don't want to let them in.
There's money in health care. There's money in disease and sickness.
A lot of money in disease. Money is diseased.
There is a cure for cancer out there. I believe it. We ain't going to have it because, well, then.
Because they were bought out.
America
had
no jobs,
ago,
you know.
Yes. Have you? And I asked you this several months ago, but to update our statistical purposes, have you been watching the Democratic race any further? any more than you were? Because you weren't.
I wasn't. I kind of paid attention about a month ago, and I'm like, who's there now? I'm still sitting back watching. Like, I saw Bloomberg join the race, and I went, oh. I have no opinions, but it made me go, oh. And that was it. So I'm going to just see what happens now. I'm watching from a distance.
Do you feel he was a good mayor? Do you have any?
I guess. I don't know.
Was he?
I
mean, apparently he
didn't
was
explode.
He was very vanilla mayor, because you have no recollection of any major.
He's not my. He wasn't my mayor. I mean, I'm in the city next to him. So like, I didn't really. I wasn't affected by anything that happened in New York City.
See, we folk out here think that he was like the mayor of the state.
Oh, yes. You know, the guy now, nobody likes him, Mr. de Blasio. No one gives a shit about him.
He seems, he was in the debates. He was running, I think.
Yeah, for a little bit.
I saw
bit,
him, yeah. He seemed...
His own city can't stand him. So he was like, dude, have a seat.
He was an interesting person, but very, yeah, I could see why they can't stand him.
But like, if the ticket were Trump and Bloomberg, I think that would be interesting, only because it's these two money guys who think they could change the world. And it's like BattleBots. Let's see who could do it. One guy's going to be the red robot, the other one's going to be the blue one. And they could just battle it out. And watch. I don't know.
I feel at this point that would be a better way to go about things.
They get punched, the head comes up, right? Is that what
yes.
happens?
Yes.
Why not?
It's better because I don't think the talking matters at this point. I just don't think that. I don't know. I guess there are people out there who get swayed, but I see the trend and the theme every year and every decade is the same. And they're saying the same thing, and every debate is the same thing. So I just hear the same. You're one side or the other, and you're saying the same thing. So why are we having this debate? And why are we having, especially the debate when they get down to it? Because Trump's going to say everything we already know he's going to say. And whoever is filling the other seat is going to say everything that we already should know that they're going to say.
Right.
And it should just be BattleBots. That would make a whole lot more sense.
I would tune in, definitely.
And then we would question who might win at that point.
BattleBots. That's it. We're going to do that.
Absolutely.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's what they were called. That's
there we
the proper
go.
Name. Really? BattleBots is something else, but whatever.
We need Rock'em Sock'em Politics. That would be great.
I do have a soft spot for Bloomberg because every time we had a snowstorm, he would have a news conference solo for TV for New York City streets, and his Spanish was so horrific, but yet so fantastic. I loved it.
It's fabulous.
Every press conference he chose to do bilingually, which is just lovely.
And he himself was doing it. That's impressive.
Oh, it was great. Please Google that and see him speak. It's so great. And I would love to see that again. I would enjoy that.
That's the one thing about those debates when they start speaking in Spanish. And they take it a little too long. And you just like, okay, I don't know what you're saying. And there are no subtitles. So
it's like, what?
You're losing me. You lost me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially that Texas fellow, that skinny guy from Texas who loves
that
to
guy.
Speak his Spanish, which is fine and fabulous. I think that's great. I think we should have a bilingual president. That makes sense. But he did like to Beto.
Beto, yes.
Yes. I mean, he clearly did that well, but there was just something about the way he kind of tried to fit it in that marketing
sense. Michael Bloomberg
sense.
Speaks better Spanish, I'm telling you.
Well, at least it's more interesting, so maybe he could hold our attention.
Good. So good. So amazing. There was a Twitter account created for Spanish speaking. That's how great it was.
That is pretty great.
called like Bloombito or something. Lombito. I gotta look and see. Oh, it's just great.
Well, marketing wise, I mean, his image in the culture has been like he was a good mayor. That's what we assume. So who knows?
I don't know. It's still anybody's race. We're going to see.
People still think Hillary's going to win. That's a whole other can of worms that no one wants to talk about. I don't think she will. And I'm still all for Elizabeth Warren because I think I just want to watch her kick his ass. And I don't think we're going to win. I don't think anybody's going to win. I think it's going to be, you know, the Brexit thing.
Yeah, there's no winners in this shithole. You have to burn everything down and build up again.
Unfortunately. And even
all I got to say is the Twitter feed for Bloomberg Spanish. Come on. Wait until Bloomberg campaigns in Spanish. You'll be howling like everyone's ready. They're ready.
Yeah. And that would be a good fight, too, because they're both, as you said, money guys. But they're also like that New York hardcore. So I think that would be a good debate, too.
I want good TV. Is that so wrong?
That's all we want in America. Good TV.
Miguel Bloombito is the name on Twitter. El Bloombito is the handle.
Go and follow and...
Thank you.
Get ready.
And you could be like, wow, you really need a life. I do, but I really, really enjoyed him. Maybe he's my guy. Maybe I have to stand behind him because of this bilingualness. Maybe. That's it. Forget policy. It's about me laughing.
It really is about you laughing.
Who could bring me more joy? Well, your world is melting around you. You have no choice but to laugh, right?
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
It's fine. Well, it should be interesting, and that's just I don't know. I don't know if anyone has anything to say about that, but
we have to watch.
We'll
keep our eyes open.
We'll keep you updated. But it is amazing how many people outside of Twitter that don't know what's going on. I think Twitter is like, it really is the voice of reason. I think if Twitter was the active majority in every society, life would be very interesting.
Oh, I agree.
Twitter knows what's going on.
But you got to follow the right people. You got to make sure you have that nice diverse pool to
get
your information from.
Yes. You can't live in the echo chamber.
Shithole pockets. Yeah.
No, you can't be in an echo chamber like the Facebook echo chamber. That is an echo chamber.
Oh, God, yeah.
I love Twitter. People say that Twitter's scary and depressing, but I'm really, that's my place.
That's our universe.
We love it. I mean, where else can you wake up and talk about eggs? One minute and then Bloombito the next.
Bloombito. I'm so happy that he's alive. Miguel Bloombito.
Wasn't he the guy that outlawed large soft drinks or something?
Oh, probably, yeah. Mm,
I thought that was him.
I mean, he's controversial. He did the stop and frisk thing in the city, and police had the power to stop and frisk anybody.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not popular, but
no.
Hey, he's running. Yeah. There's some shit we're going to be finding out. There's always shit in people's closets. It's all going to be coming out in boxes.
In boxes. And that's the problem is what kind of shit? Because you see, they get a hold of that soft drink thing as a presidential candidate. That's what ruins people. It's like, no, you don't take away my guns and you don't take away my soda.
As voters, now we have to just figure out what shit doesn't matter. Yes. It's all going to be shit on all sides. Oh, he murdered his mother. That's not too bad, right?
That's okay. Exactly. But taking my soda away, that's another.
You took my soda.
That's a problem. But as for some final levity, we have discovered... This week, the world has discovered the penis fish.
Yeah, what the hell's that?
Penis fish washes up on beaches of California. It is a pulsating creature Also known as
but a lot, like a lot. There's no earth to be found.
Oh, the beach is covered with dicks.
Completely.
Completely.
Amazing. It's amazing. They're like, what? These like 8-inch things.
It's a
I don't
fat
know. Oh my God.
Innkeeper worm is also its name. And it's widely referred as the penis fish. They bury themselves. bury themselves deep beneath the sand.
Okay.
Of course they do. And recent storms have uprooted them on the beach 50 miles north of San Francisco.
Wow.
And there are an unending amount. This photo makes you not want to go to the beach.
It looks like carpet.
It's gross. It's a penis carpet.
And, you know, they are penises. There's no other way to put this. It's terrible.
Yes, but
look at them. Oh, my God.
That's what they... apparently, biologists say that is, like, the best shape for their life spent underground. And fossil evidence of the creatures dating back 300 million years.
Oh my God.
Is available. And some live up to 25 years. So that's a good life.
What's
of a
their
penis.
Maximum size? How big do these things get? We don't know.
It's 10 inches usually.
Wow.
Yeah, next time you go to the beach, just think about the hundreds of 10-inch pink sausages wiggling around just a few feet under your sand. Or right in front of your face.
They're big.
They're big. 10 inches. That's a decent size.
Yeah. It's the girthy worms,
the
man.
The right-sized penis fish. Jesus. There's so many photos. It really...
And they're like all Caucasian looking. So it's funny.
They are. They are definitely Caucasian penis fish. I'm just, I'm really silenced by all the photos. I just taking it all in.
I mean, it's really carpeting the beach. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, that's the best. I mean, the main picture that's been going around on Twitter is the gentleman holding one, you know, gracefully in his hands. And it's just so.
For him, that was a date.
It was a date. More reason why you leave that shit at the beach, okay? I don't need it. I'm freaked out by like seaweed. Those gigantic baubles of seaweed are really.
Could you imagine that just kind of hitting you? It's like a.
Yes. Yes. I have to say that sound is completely accurate.
I would know, but
right in front of my salad. I mean, come on. Come on.
Oh God. So gross. But intriguing.
But intriguing, yes. Who knew? There are so many things we just don't know, and they're usually all to do with the ocean. Like, these things just come out of nowhere. I mean, here they were under the sand. They've been around for 3 million years. And now, in 2019, we're now just talking about a penis fish.
Can you ever go to the beach again and just kind of lay there and hang out, knowing that these creatures are just going to...
I'm good with it.
Say hi.
Hey.
No, I don't know.
Hey. when the penis fish pops up.
Hi.
Next to you. Yeah, it's more disturbing if it was just one, because then you might get confused and think that there was a dismemberment occurring on the beach, and then you freak out and you... And the lifeguard's like, no.
4.5 million on the beach is also disturbing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And God released 5 million cocks upon the beach. And those seagulls look like they've really lost their mind.
They're like, yes.
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 Suddenly the beach turns into a gay bar. It's Well, if that doesn't make you want to take a vacation to the beach, I don't know what does.
You know, pilgrimages were done. Did anyone visit this? I mean, someone must have.
Probably. As soon
it
as
became
they
a thing.
It became
Wait,
an.
What's the name of the? What's the name of the beach?
It is Drake's Bay.
I have to go. Okay, so
it's right near where you love San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't make it north. Jesus, look at this picture. It's so grody. It really is. And the birds are like, yeah, they're all like, hey, we're going to have some food. Look at this shit. Oh, my God.
See, if you lived it's in amazing. San Francisco, you could be like, friends could come visit. And you're like, let's take them down and see the penis worm.
There is an account called Penis Fish Changed My Life. And this person is responding to the picture of the beach covered with these worms saying, this looks like my DMs. So there you go.
I understand. That does look a lot like what everyone on Twitter is getting in their direct messages.
It I haven't gotten some in a while, but yeah, you know.
Really? I don't think I've ever. No. I don't think it's been a long time.
You know.
That happened more on Flickr than Twitter.
Really?
Back in the day. Well, you know, it was there was a lot of, as we call them, tranny chasers on Flickr.
Really?
And,
yeah. That's a whole, all right.
It's a whole, and I don't mean that in a derogatory term at all. So those out there who say tranny chaser is
I'm listening.
Mean. I just don't think it is. I think that's the thing. It's a category of person, just like there are many other categories of persons, but there are men who are attracted to trannies, transgender people. And yes, that's offensive too. Got it. I know.
Yeah.
And they chase. It's their thing. They like that type of individual.
Okay.
And I guess some...
Everything's got a name.
Some find that offensive.
Whatever. Everyone's going to be offended by every goddamn thing. Whatever.
As we have found, show after show, there's always something that everyone finds offensive that we're like, you know...
People, you disappoint me.
Yes. I don't know. I'm a male, so receiving penis photography in my message box.
Oh yeah.
That is fine. But like I think the males need to understand that most females don't find that attractive.
You know, it's certainly not gonna make me want to give you a call. Hey, thank you for sending this to me. I'm so honored. Same thing with being catcalled from the street, like, you know, hey mommy, la, la, la. Yeah, I want that. That's exactly what I want.
I think it's the perfect this and that, both things that we just talked about. It's the perfect explanation of how a man thinks, like in his own brain, because it's not that they don't want to be insulting the females in which they really want to woo, but that's just in their male life that, I mean, that's how they would be being treated. They would be perfectly fine receiving those kind of photos of the opposite sex in their box. They'd be perfectly fine with you catcalling them on the street, I think.
I'll have to try it.
You might get a lot of attention for that. Yeah. Because that's what being in the gay world, I mean, that's how gay males operate. You know, we send each other pictures of ourselves and then it's like, hey, that's hot. But they don't understand. Men do not understand. That does not cross the gender boundary.
Buy me dinner. What's wrong with everybody?
Well, send me a picture first, then buy me dinner. and then we'll talk. It's the same.
Get a meal out of it.
It's the same mating ritual, but it's a little bit more scandalous. A lot like, did you hear about that reporter in the South who got a smack bottom while doing her job?
Oh, God, yeah. He's a youth minister.
And from a youth minister. Literally.
What a penis worm.
Yes. But I think that's what I'm talking about. It's like, if he was that reporter and a woman smacked his ass, he'd be like, hey, that's either that's funny or that's hot.
Well, yeah, that means we're getting married.
Right.
Yeah.
But do it the opposite way around, and that's sexual assault, and that's rude and disgusting. And
yeah, but that was like right on the edge. She was stunned.
Oh, she was stunned.
Twitching.
Yes.
God. They're, they found him. They're pressing charges.
They are.
Man.
Men just don't seem to understand the boundaries that they cross are not there. That would be, I mean, that's why every man should be gay, I think, is it would help. Because they'd get what they want.
Hmm. That's a big platform right there. It's that's your political stance.
That's what I'm running on, yeah.
I think. All right.
It's just unfortunate that, you know, that so many are just not attracted in that sense. So, hey, that's okay. But I'm just saying it would be easier.
Okay. I support this. All right.
Well, I think we've done enough damage.
Everyone
for
has
one
to
day.
Be gay. Yeah. Everyone for a week.
Just give it a try.
How the other side lives, yes. And I think it will change your perspective.
Just give it a try. That's every. I mean, we want to talk about right in front of my salad and all the weird pornographic films out there in the world. That is often the theme. Is like, just try it. You might like it. Give it a shot.
Okay. You say so.
And suddenly there's a salad, and I don't know, you had to be there. Or just listen to last week's show, also on Spotify, just like this one, and until we're banned.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Doing good. One more week to Christmas, one more week to New Year's. We'll talk about it all more next week, most likely.
Yeah, I hate New Year's too, I think. We'll talk about that later.
That's fantastic. We've got a lot. We're building quite the New Year's list, so that should be a good one. So until then, I think we've done enough damage for one day.
It's beautiful.
It's all beautiful.
I learned a lot.
We always learn a lot. You learn a lot about yourself. And I hope that all those listening learned a lot about themselves.
Oh, yes.
Changing lives.
With that graphic with the rainbow and the star, the more you know.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Lives were just not the same without the penis fish. So take that with you this week out there. And
Take it.
And we'll see you next week on Coffee House. Get us at Spotify or juicedtalk.com for much more.
Do it.
And go download Cotola Chronicles about James Bond. You won't be sorry that you did. Thank you, Henry.
Get edumacated, because that's what we do.
Woo!
For more shows by the artist Ian Dan Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicedtalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is For Culture Radio. Forculture.com.